This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to create the content of our website, should you like. You can go and you can vote on the submissions that others have made. You could make your own if you would like. So you find something online you think's interesting. You submit it to freetalklive.com as show prep, and then it pops up on the site, and then you can vote and others can vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the website. Over at freetalklive.com, joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
I can't believe how late to the party we are on this this topic. The Minnesota state government has shut down and has been shut down now for over a week. I think it's coming up on 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. There are some really nasty repercussions that are happening as a result of that. Not because government being gone is a terrible thing, but because people are obedient and scared, and I'll explain what I mean about that here in a little bit. But just to give you the news, in case maybe you've already heard about this, but CBSNews.com. I remember I came across something about it the other night, and I just figured it was going to be one of the. It was like only into it like 3 days at that point. I just figured, oh, I'll probably be over. Because most of these things, they're done in like a day or two, and they reinitiate whatever it is they need to with the budget,
yeah.
And they make it happen again. But this one is about ready to set a record here. According to CBS News, it's not the kind of statistic commemorated on a brass plaque at baseball's Cooperstown, or certified by the exacting taskmasters from Guinness, but Minnesota appears to have set a modern-day record for deadlocked state government with its 11-day shutdown of all but essential services. In fact, with budget negotiations stalled in St. Paul, Minnesota will soon surpass the epic 15-day federal standoff between Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich in 1995 and 96. When the history of the 21st century breakdown in faith in government is written, Minnesota will deserve its own chapter. In theory.
Right. You know, this, to me, kind of, I would like to see the government, if it's going to operate at the level it operates when they have these shutdowns, frankly. I mean, if it's going to provide essential services, what the hell is it doing otherwise? Non-essential services? If it's in non-essential services, why is it providing them?
In theory, nothing could be more politically self-destructive than for elected public officials to stubbornly allow Minnesota's 66 state parks, not to mention the Capitol building, to remain padlocked through two successive summer weekends.
Oh, let's keep the Capitol building padlocked.
Especially since the dispute between the Democratic governor and the Republican legislature has been whittled down to a difference of about $1.4 billion, or $264 for each of the Minnesota's 5.3 million residents. But irrational has become commonplace in America in 2011, and then they go on to blather about these people. It's the usual situation where the political parties can't agree on some budgetary thing, so we're shutting it down! Well, there are some consequences that are coming out of this one, because normally, again, it's like, you know, 2 or 3 days, these guys are back, it's over, it's not a big deal. But now it's been 11 days, and that's proving to be problematic for apparently hundreds of bars. According to StarTribune.com, hundreds of bars, restaurants, and stores across Minnesota are running out of beer and alcohol, and others may soon run out of cigarettes, a subtle and largely unforeseen consequence of a state government shutdown. Now, this isn't because people need the government around to sell alcohol and cigarettes. It's because of a regulatory setup. It's because of the issues that are surrounding the obedience of the American people and American business owners and all of the hoops that they are told they have to jump through in order to sell things to willing consumers. In the days leading up to the shutdown, thousands of outlets scrambled to renew their state-issued liquor purchasing cards, and many of them didn't make it. Now, with no end in sight to the shutdown, they face a summer of fast-dwindling alcohol supplies and a bottom line that looks increasingly bleak. The executive director of the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association, which represents thousands of liquor retailers in the state, says it's going to cripple our industry. The Ugly Mug, a popular bar near Target Field, doesn't have enough beer to get through the baseball season. Their owner says our inventories are diminishing rapidly over the next month. He said he was among a cluster of bar and restaurant owners who appealed Tuesday to a court-appointed special master to be allowed to continue buying alcohol during the shutdown. So they beg, they are begging
their master.
Master, that's what they're calling him,
mm-hmm.
to please, please let us continue doing business. We just want to satisfy our customers. Please let us buy some alcohol so we can sell it back to the consumers that want it. Because otherwise, they're going to lose their business to the people who happen to have a license that expires later. Right? So these are the businesses whose licenses expired last week, basically, that they would have had to re-up.
Mm.
And they can't re-up because that government bureaucracy is shut down.
So what's the problem? That government bureaucracy can't enforce the fact that they don't have a license, so go ahead and sell.
Well, maybe they can, maybe they can't. That's a good question. Maybe the enforcers are deemed the essential services, Mark. Maybe it's just the bureaucrats that process the licenses.
Why in the world would enforcers try to shut down people that can't get licenses when...
Really? You don't think that they would do that?
Oh, I think they would.
Okay, then. Because that's what they do. Anyway, back to the story here. He says that when the Twins are back on Thursday and people can't get Budweiser and can't get whatever, they're going to go somewhere else. Come Labor Day, cigarette smokers will be in the same bind. The state has stopped issuing the tax stamps that distributors must glue to the bottom of every pack before it's sold for retail. When Ross Amundson, the owner of Amundson Cigar and Candy Company in Bloomington, saw the shutdown coming, he shelled out more than $2 million to buy tax stamps that he hopes will last until mid-August. But with no legislative agreement in sight, he's worried about what comes next. He says, "We've been in business for 70 years. My family started it, and all of a sudden this whole thing is going to screw us over? What happens to these retailers that we cover?" Tom Bryant, executive director of the Minnesota Wholesale Marketers Association, said that in September is when we would expect to see a shortage of cigarettes to begin. Of those roughly 10,000 establishments that sell liquor in Minnesota, most of those who needed to renew their buyer purchasing cards managed to do so before the July 1st shutdown started. About 300 were caught with cards that expired on June 30th, and no way to renew the permits. That number will grow to 425 by the end of the month, according to state officials, and grow as more cards expire at random intervals. Department of Public Safety Jim Art, the director of Alcohol and Gambling Enforcement, said it's definitely going to get worse. There will be more and more businesses affected. Not like he's saying, "Well, we're going to go easy on you here, guys. Hey, just a heads up, we care about you because, you know, you are the businesses that we are supposed to be providing a service to." Of course, it's not really a service, it's a threat. They're constantly operating under the threat of violence by these people. This is what his job is. He's the alcohol enforcement officer. He's not saying, "Hey, don't worry about the deadlines. We'll go ahead and waive this for you. This is our problem. We're the state government. We screwed it up. So we're going to go ahead and do what most customer service-oriented organizations are all about, and that is serve our customers." No. They're not interested in serving you. They're interested in extracting your obedience from you and your wealth from you and punishing you if you don't do everything they say. These people are trying to do everything they've been told to do. They're trying to fill out the damn form. They're trying to get their renewal. They're trying to get their tax stamps. They're trying to jump through the hoops.
Yeah.
And the state
and
government.
Pay the money.
Mm-hmm. Right. The state government people are basically saying to them, "Yeah, well, you know, we're not going to do our jobs here, so too bad. Guess you get to go out of business." "Oh, you've been in business for 70 years? Well, we've been in business for hundreds of years. We're the state." And, you know, if you are in Minnesota right now, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231 as to your viewpoint on what's going on up there. How are things without the state government around providing its services? What are things like? Are there madmen running through the streets, killing people? Are there all kinds of terrible things happening? This is the only terrible thing I've heard of thus far, and this is because of the state's failure, because of the state being not there to provide this. According to Trevor Berg, the owner of Haas's All-American Liquor in Walker, Minnesota, he said his card expires this weekend. He's planning to stockpile as much as he can before then, hoping it'll last till mid-August or until the budget stalemate ends. Berg said that this is going to be a treadmill. This is going to treadmill across the whole state. The longer they hold out, it's going to hit every bar and restaurant that needs a liquor license. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Do you think any of these business owners will actually have the courage to say, "Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing my business"?
I think some will.
I hope so. 800-259-9231. If you're in Minnesota, would love to have your perspective. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books.
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of radio. I do it during the day when I'm making telephone calls. I'm listening for you know, different advertisers and things like that. But I listen to some podcasts for fun, for me. And here's a podcast that I enjoy, and I think you'll enjoy it too. It's called Verbal Surgery, and you can get it at verbalsurgery.com. The protagonist there, Tim Cummins, has a way of getting inside your head and sort of giving you that positive feeling, making you feel great. I listen to his podcast because it makes me feel good. It really does kind of get into you, probably in a subliminal way, and you know, raise your spirits. I love my listeners. I want you to listen to this podcast, verbalsurgery.com. You'll be happy that you did. It's verbalsurgery.com.
All right, the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Minnesota's government shut down all except for the so-called essential services. It's going on, I think, 11 days that has been shut down at this point. And according to StarTribune.com, there really is there's a real problem, and that is at least for the folks in the bar and restaurant business, the cigar-selling business, the cigarette-selling business, these people are, well, they're so dependent on the existence of the state. They're so afraid to do business without the state's permission that I doubt any of them. And you said you think there might be a few, Mark. I hope you're right. But I doubt any of them are going to take the risk and just continue doing business. See, what's happened is there are people, you know, they've got these liquor licenses and cigarette tax stamps and such, these bureaucratic hurdles that they have to jump through in order to avoid having men with guns show up at their business and put them in a cage. So they've been jumping through these hoops dutifully for year after year after year, and then those folks that have had their permits come up for renewal this past week when the government has been shut down basically they're screwed because they can't buy more alcohol, essentially. There's a liquor purchasing permit, essentially, and if that's not current, then they can't buy more alcohol to sell to their customers.
Can't is a funny word. They may not, maybe. They're not legally allowed to.
Right, odds are good
like
the wholesaler won't sell it to them, I'd
you
imagine.
You think the wholesaler knows when their permit's up?
That's a good question, Mark.
I mean, you know, whenever I sometimes see these stamps that are in stores and stuff like that, the tobacco licenses to sell and stuff like that, but I would say largely people don't pay attention. So you're only really looking for that person who's going around, that bureaucrat that's going around trying to shut people down. Now, admittedly, they have a list of people. They will know who's trying to sell right now because they could go around and drive to these places and find out who's open. They could just make telephone calls, find out who's open.
Mm-hmm.
And pop in and see if they're selling cigarettes or booze or whatever, and give them all kinds of trouble at that point. But I'll tell you, I don't know what the fine is for selling without one of these licenses, but it may be worth it.
You can't. Oh, as far as if it's just a fine, yeah, maybe yeah.
They'll not give them another certificate in the future. But it seems like in this circumstance, it's so extreme that. I think I might take my chances.
And, you know, the funny thing is this whole situation is being publicized, and you'll have a lot of people say, see, we need the government, otherwise all these bars are going to go out of business. No, we don't need them. You have to stop asking permission from them. Obviously, a lot of these laws and rules are onerous, especially in the current circumstances, even if you believe that they should all have a permit. Like Ian was saying earlier, I believe that they should be saying, we'll take care of it after we resume operations.
That would be the compassionate thing to do.
Sure.
But government people aren't known for their compassion.
Nope.
So
they follow the book.
There's a little bit more to the story.
Sometimes
here.
Sometimes they make the book up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Many times they do.
800-259-9231. But this brings me to a point that I've made in the past, and I think it deserves to be remade here. And that is that there are certain circumstances that will come about. This is one of them. But there are others where a business owner will be backed into a corner, essentially. Like, they've been trying to do things by the book, and now the book is gone. Government people aren't there. So how are you supposed to do things by the book if no one's there to take your permit from you or take your money from you and issue a permit?
And they still have rent to pay and employees
right.
to pay. And
they probably have a five-year lease or something like that they're into. They
sure.
expected they were going to be in business until whenever. And now they face extinction. So I've always suggested that, well, if you're a business owner and you're in this kind of a similar position where the government basically has you strung up. There's not much you can do as far as by the system is concerned. Once you've run out to the end of your rope, once you have run out of ideas, you've run out of possible solutions, why not go ahead and just do it? I mean, if you're about to lose your business, then what do you really have to lose at that point? Because usually the excuse from a business owner is, well, I don't want to lose my business. You know, they don't want to go into business in the very beginning without getting a permit because they're worried that the men with guns are going to show up and they're going to threaten them and they're going to scare them, possibly arrest them or
whatever.
Quite
reasonably.
Yeah, absolutely reasonable to believe that. That happens. Those men with guns are out there and they will threaten you. But if it comes down to the end of the line and you have nothing left, you're about to go out of business. You look at the books and you look at your numbers and you say, okay, well, we can't get this permit tomorrow to continue operating as we have operated. Then we're not going to be able to pay the bills at the end of the month. We're not going to be able to meet payroll. We're not going to be able to send our employees home with checks. Then at that point, what do you have to lose? Why not just go ahead, buy the alcohol, get the cigarettes from out of state, do whatever it is you have to do, bring your products through the door so you can satisfy your customers and hopefully stay in business. At that point, you've got nothing to lose.
Indeed.
So I hope that some of these businesses see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now they just sound like a pathetic bunch of sad people. Oh, God, we can't get our permits, and so without our permits, we just can't do business.
Because Master won't... isn't around
right
to tell us we can. I mean, okay, even if you want to follow the law, you set aside the money that you've got to pay them in taxes, whatever it might be. But it's ridiculous to shut down or lose your business because the master's not around.
Bryant said this is one of their, I guess, business associations folks, that the commerce in cigarettes would end, essentially, if the impasse continues. The impact on retailers, he said, could be devastating. On top of those businesses with expired buyer's cards, another 116 can't buy new liquor because they owe delinquent taxes, and they can't be removed from the tax delinquency list until after the shutdown. The state would also stand to lose millions of dollars in taxes that come through alcohol and cigarette sales. Yeah, if you don't, if a state bureaucracy that collects the taxes isn't in operation, then are you obligated to continue collecting taxes for them? And
these folks will just hold it for them.
And hold on to it?
Yeah. And, you know, bars, most of their money is made on alcohol sales. I mean, they make a little from food and peanuts and entertainment, maybe a little bit, but most of it is alcohol sales.
A lot of bars will put out free food just to get you to come in and drink some beer.
Yeah.
Senator John Howe is concerned enough that on Tuesday he even advocated for the governor using his executive powers to allow alcohol sales to continue. Oh, we could just have this one man with his special powers, and he could just allow these things to happen.
Well, I think that one man should do that just to, you know, take the... I mean, this is awful for these people.
This is just a horrible
situation. Give them permission.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Meanwhile, budget negotiations are at a standstill as of yesterday. More coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those, including our mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You'd like to access our live streams. You can do it quick by going to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're just fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, it works in courts around the world in like India, Australia, England, any place that has the common law, the sort of English common law system. And it's four CD courses, so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. So you can visit jurisdictionary.com, use their free tools that they have there for you, a free legal flow chart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu to check out when and mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. Minnesota's government shut down for 11 days. And I normally would be cheering that on. I think that's great, and I am cheering it on. I think it's good news because people need to learn what it's like to live without the government. And if this is the way they have to do it, then, well, by all means. Unfortunately, people aren't ready for this. This is the problem with the idea that you can just shut down the government tomorrow without people coming to the conclusion that they don't need it anymore. If people don't come to that conclusion, then they'll be like these poor bastards that own these bars and restaurants are, where they're just scrambling desperately trying to figure out what to do because they feel like they're not going to be able to stay in business without having their precious liquor permits.
Let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Jason is in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
How's she going tonight?
Oh, it's going well.
She is fine.
What's on your mind?
Well, you guys are talking about, the Minnesota shutdown here, and I'm a fishing guide up in the Grand Rapids area, and we've had a lot of out-of-state people come up, and we just tell them, screw it. We don't get them. So I know last week I fished with two different groups, couldn't get a fishing license, and we just went out fishing. What are they going to do?
Right on.
It's a good question. Thanks for doing that.
Are the enforcers still out there?
Oh, there's still some enforcers out here, but, there ain't many game wardens for the area to cover, so I'd say, I'd say to them bar owners, too, screw them. Go buy your beer and do what you got to do. We don't need that state running us.
Do you think the game wardens are getting paid?
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's essentially the attitude I have is screw it, do whatever it is you need to do, make sure your business keeps running, and like Mark said, even if they come around and threaten you with some sort of a fine or jail time or whatever, at least you won't lose your business.
Nope, I ain't going to lose money because the state wants to spend all our money. So,
would you say that's a common attitude? I mean, amongst the folks that you're dealing with on a regular basis, is that a fairly common attitude, or are there a bunch of people who are freaking out?
We're not, like the metropolitan up here in Grand Rapids area. Everybody's pretty independent. We just soon seen the government not around at all. So.
That's what I like
to hear. It's pretty common up here. Yeah, it's pretty common up here. So.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else you want to share about what things are like up there without having the government around all over the place?
Well, that's the only thing that really affects us. I mean, for the state shutdown.
So actually things are better now because the people that want to go fishing can just go fishing and they don't have to worry about begging some bureaucrat's permission and paying money for it.
There you go. So, I just wanted to share that with you.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Jason. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is good to hear. That is a refreshing attitude.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's continue with Jay.
You didn't have any faith.
Jay, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Jay, what's on your mind?
You guys have brought up something which I think makes a point that I've been trying to make, and that is we don't need any new laws. And what's happening in Minnesota is ample evidence of that. If a presidential candidate would run on a platform and say, if I'm elected, I will only sign into law what is constitutionally required of me, because there are enough laws in the books, federal, state, and local, to abuse us, the people, for the next 100 years.
Oh, that's true. Although I would say it's likely that Ron Paul would be that candidate for you.
Well, then, hey, go Ron. But, besides liquor and tobacco licenses, what about marriage licenses? What about driving licenses? What about, oh, my gosh, a firearms license? In some states that have restrictive firearms laws. I mean, if you think about how many licensures there are in some states, it's almost ridiculous,
Oh, yeah.
So good point.
Are there people that are, engaged in Minnesota right now who are planning on having a wedding this week who are now freaking out because, oh, my God, we can't get our state marriage permit. What are we going to do?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm here in Indiana, which, by the way, there's a survey or study out every year from George Mason. Indiana is number 3, baby, as far as states that are free. We're right behind you guys and South Dakota.
You moved up the list because you weren't at 3 in the 2007 list. So congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we moved up several notches in the last 2 years.
Or maybe it was just bad for Colorado.
Right, maybe. Yeah. Right, maybe they just got worse. Hey, thanks for the sharing. Anything else on your mind today?
Nope, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Minnesota set a record now for the longest government shutdown of any state government. The federal government's record is 15 days, set back in the 1990s. And so by the time that Saturday rolls around here, by the time the weekend's done, Minnesota is going to have set the national record, which I think is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Life goes on. What do you know? Without the government around to give you a permit and take your money from you and then tell you what to do, people get by. Everything's okay. But what about the criminals? Well, of course, you can point out that so-called essential services are still operating. The police departments are still there. They're still doing their thing. And, of course, certainly, as Mark, as you pointed out, if all the government did was take care of the roads and the police, then, you know, it wouldn't be the worst of situations. But
there were people like us that advocate for liberty in all issues all the time wouldn't have any soapbox to stand on because the government would be so small that people would largely ignore it. The roads would still stink if the government took care of the
roads. At least then you'd be able to focus in on the problems that are inherent in a monopoly policing system, not have to worry about all the other problems that government creates. Maybe you'd have a little more success at whipping them into shape to some extent. But all that said, clearly, having competition in the area of policing services would be an ideal situation. And if you can do without government in all these areas, if you can do without the violent monopoly, because that's all government is, it's a group of men and women that are using violence to enforce their way upon unsuspecting, innocent, peaceful human beings, then let's figure out a way
probably
to get
better
from the monopoly.
Aggression, you know, because they're initiating force against people that would otherwise, may otherwise not participate in their system.
So, yeah, you know, in private security forces or police would essentially be making citizens arrest some people. So to make a citizen's arrest, you darn well better be sure that that person is aggressing against somebody else.
Because you're fully liable.
Because you're fully liable.
Kidnapping.
Exactly.
Somebody in that case, which is one of those things that it takes a while. It takes a real long time. It took me at least a long time to wrap my mind
that's
around
scary stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea of leaving the world of the monopoly system with the government monopoly police force and having an actual free market and protection services. But it works and it makes sense. 1-800-259-9231. Right now, the police are completely unaccountable. You can't do anything to these guys. I had a cop assault me 2 weeks ago, and basically they said, yeah, well, you know, oh well.
You can't even file any charges. Nothing.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more, call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. News about Social Security coming up, and it's not good. 1-800-259-9231. But you didn't think it would be, right? 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there in various different ways. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. See, there are links to Amazon there, different Amazons, one in Canada, one in the U.S., U.K., Germany. You click into the Amazon that is appropriate for you and then order what you need. It's Amazon. Great prices, huge selection, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, same prices that you're used to, same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon gives us credit for the purchases that you make. We get to cut a portion of their profits. So get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to you and your thoughts, ladies first. Deborah, listening in Hibbing, Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, Deborah.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the state shutdown, I'm glad you finally brought it up because I've been wondering why more and more people haven't been talking about it.
Well, here we are. What do you think?
Well, you know, I agree with the restaurant, bar, cigarette, tobacco tax thing. You know, that's their livelihood. They have to make a living that way, and the state shutdown is going to affect it because they can't get their things they need. But, you know, like I just heard on the news, Georgia Pacific and Duluth closed today because they couldn't renew their permit. So
Georgia Pacific, now they manufacture paper towels and stuff like that, right?
I believe so. But I just heard on the news that they were going to be closing. So, I mean, you know, lawsuits, things coming out of that, that's loss of business, people getting laid off. And the more government sticks their nose in all of this stuff, the worse it seems to get.
Jeez.
And I'm just here enjoying my time off.
Oh, you work for the government?
Yes, I work for the state of Minnesota.
What do you do for them? Or did you do?
I was with one of the divisions for the DNR.
For the what?
The Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, okay. And what was your job?
I'm an administrative assistant.
Gotcha. How does it feel to be deemed non-essential?
Well, I feel I am essential. I perform a job. I perform a job, and I'm happy with my job. And I've worked for the state both at the college university system, and I work for the DNR, and I really like my job. And it's unfortunate that, you know, our legislator and our governor can't come to agreement on the budget, and it affects a lot of people.
Right, you're not getting paid when this is
shut down. So, are you not getting paid now, or are you not going to get paid at all for this time off?
Well, I'm going to be filing like everyone else that loses their job with unemployment. And, you know, you make your way, and I can live frugal. I'm not going to be spending a lot. I'm going to be watching what I do.
Just to clarify, I don't know if that answered the question. The question, I think, is you've been off work for 11 days at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the government comes back online at the end of this week, so you've only been out 14 days. Are they going to try to make up the days that you missed? Will you get paid for the days you were forced to not work?
I don't know what would happen there. I couldn't say.
Interesting. I'm surprised that there's not discussion going on amongst the unions and such and things like that.
There has been, but the powers that be, I imagine they'll let us know. But we can't check our state email. Everything's shut down.
Wow. How long is it going to be for you, Deborah, before you decide to say, I'm not waiting around anymore, I'm going to find something else to do?
Probably within 30 days. I've already, been looking, knowing that this is going to come. I think a lot of people, when you can prepare a little, we just had a discussion here, which is interesting, license tabs on cars. Now, if your license tabs are expiring in July, August, and September, it could go that long. Maybe in June, when we first started hearing about it, if you had those license plate tabs going out, maybe you should have thought a little bit ahead and bought them, The fishing license, there was a person telling me a guy drove all the way up from Arizona and didn't know about our state being shut down, which leads me back to the very start of our conversation. I'm glad people are starting to talk about this because it is an inconvenience to come all the way from Arizona and then say, well, I can't get a fishing license. And I think he said, screw it, I'm going to go fishing anyway.
Good for him. Well, in that case, it wasn't an inconvenience at all.
No,
in fact,
but
he was less inconvenienced because normally, had he gone up there and this bureaucracy had existed, then he would have had to jump through the hoops of begging permission and then paying the state whatever arbitrary fee.
Yeah, and then the state probably would look at it as, geez, you broke the law. If you got caught, well, it's more money for us, so pay your fine. So either way,
they'll get theirs, that's for sure. Hey,
yeah.
Deborah, thanks for the thoughts. You guys have any questions for Deborah while we've got her here?
No, I think it's great. She's got a good attitude about it.
Well, and I think it's also interesting, how long. In 30 days, she's out. She's done. If they're waiting that long, you're going to find something else to do. And like you said, you're already looking.
Oh, I think that's what a lot of people need to do is start taking responsibility for their own life and where they're going. And, there are a lot of people out there that are out of jobs. It's getting tough. Government isn't helping us. Businesses aren't being created. We're all struggling. But the bottom line is we keep putting these politicians in office that kind of get us where we are. And one of the things a couple of us have talked about is, Governor Pawlenty is out of the picture. He's running for president. And Michelle Bachmann, she's another one. They're both Minnesotans. The Governor Pawlenty had the reins just before Dayton took over. Why are we in this position? Why is everything so bad in our state?
Because
it's
bad everywhere. It's just that you guys, it hit first for you. And I thank you for the call, Deborah. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Well, the general economy is slowing down, so government revenues are down, but they keep trying to spend the same amount of money they spend or more than when things were good. So now you got the state of Arizona that sold off their state capital and a lot of their government buildings to private investors. Now they're renting them back.
Really?
States can't print money, so they have to balance their budgets, and then they say, well, we'll just increase taxes. Well, then you're going to basically increase the cost of living of all your citizens who are making less money now. So the only real alternative for these states is they have to tighten their belts, but there's too many people that have their mouth on the teat of government to allow that. That's where the real big problem is. You have a bunch of people who are crying as if they've had a bottle taken away from them.
Yeah, I don't know what the other states are doing out there. I haven't got any clue, but I can tell you New Hampshire cut 12% out of its budget, and that's amazing to me that liberty lovers were able to get into the government and able to make something like that happen. It's huge.
Hopefully we'll see more of that coming up here. Do they do the budget on a two-year basis or a one-year?
I think it's 1 year.
1 year. So maybe they'll cut it again next year if they're, if they're smart.
Some of them were wanting to not vote for this because they wanted larger cuts.
I wonder, what would it take for this to happen in New Hampshire where, would it be possible for liberty-minded people to just basically say, yeah, we're not going to vote for this budget because it doesn't cut enough and then have the government shut down?
Everything's different. I don't know. I would not claim to know that.
1-800-259-9231, and will Minnesota be the first of many? Who's next? And how long will this last?
Yeah. Well, you know, the statists and the socialists, they don't view taxes as a cost of living increase on the citizens, but that's exactly what it is. They have less disposable income. They're diverting some of their resources that could be spent on something productive on taxes.
They produce nothing.
They produce nothing. Actually, the services are being cut in many states, and the taxes are being raised at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's inaccurate to say they produce nothing. There's certainly things that the state provides that a marketplace would otherwise want: fire services, police services, things like this.
Water.
But it's provided in an inefficient fashion. And
by a monopoly.
By a monopoly, and you never get good customer service, and you never get the best prices from monopolies.
How about nothing of real value?
I don't know that that's true, because it is of real value.
I don't value the police services.
Well, there are some services that they provide, and they can't have value at times.
I'm not taxed for water. I pay those bills separately.
It's still revenue for the government. You said they produce nothing of value, and therefore, you're wrong. Now move on.
I was inaccurate. Well, it's mostly valueless. How about that?
Let's put it this way. It's
99% valueless.
It's not nearly as efficient and accountable as it could be if it were provided by private individuals in competition with one another.
Absolutely right. 800-259-9231. Michael's on the line also in Hibbing, listening to WNMT. Hello, Michael. Michael? In Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't think that, that people really understand how the shutdown is affecting me, because I live in a place called the Perfect Apartments, mm-hmm. and it's for homeless people that are trying to get them housing, and the thing is I have so many issues, I'm disabled.
Is this a state-run apartment building?
It's run by the county, but the thing is, federal dollars come in and state dollars come in to help, fund the portion that I can't afford.
This is one of the problems with relying on, I'm sorry to hear about that, and thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there. One of the problems with having the state take care of people, you can't count on them.
Yeah.
Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.